I'm going to read a verse tonight and say just a few things. If you got a Bible, I'm going to turn to Genesis chapter 18, first book of the Bible. Verse 9, I'll just read a few verses. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? It was them three men that went to meet with Abraham. And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. And now Abraham and Sarah were well old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? And then he made this statement, is anything too hard for the Lord? And that's the question. If I ask you that tonight, there ain't a person in here tonight would say that there is something hard for him. There's nothing hard for God. Amen. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And he said, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. And Sarah denied, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And I want to preach a little thought tonight. When it's too hard for you, it's not too hard for him. And buddy, I know that's right. Amen. In my life, I've thought about this thing down through the years, and there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that I know that there's things in your life and my life that we face and we see that it looks hard. Amen. I'll be honest with you tonight, living the Christian life is hard. Amen. Unless he does it through you. And that's why he's going to do that. He'll do it through you. Life, thank God, is in Christ. It's him living through you. If you try to live for God in the flesh, you'll never do it. Amen. People say the Christian life's hard. Well, we go through hardships, but the Christian life's lived by God in the vessel he's possessing. But I think tonight of a lot of problems people have, a lot of issues, like tonight, thank God, physical issues and things we go through in life. Amen. Some things are hard to bear in a mental state. But I'm glad that's not too hard for him to help you tonight. Amen. There's never been, thank God, a time God ever wondered what to do. He knows what to do. Amen. The lot tonight, the devil, amen, he's out to devour. He's out to hinder. I'm glad, thank God, the Lord's greater than he is. Amen. I say this tonight. There's sin that people go get in. And it gets hard on them. And they can't deliver themselves. They're going to have the hand of God to deliver them. It ain't hard for God to take away sin. Hey, thank God, if you're saved tonight, he took it away. Amen. Thank God, what he did on Calvary, he done it. Thank God that he would do it. He didn't do it that he could do it. He done it that he would do it. Ain't nothing hard for him. Thank God. Everything he does is right. Everything he does in my life, thank God, has been right. Amen. It's never been too hard for him to do what needs to be done. It wasn't hard for him. Thank God to save sinners. It's not hard for him. It's hard for us to come to it. As Aaron talked about tonight, it is a hard thing for a man to give up his pride and give up his religion. Amen. And turn to Christ. Amen. It's not hard for God to break you and bring you there. Amen. Thank God the woman and the shepherd. Thank God sought for the peace and the sheep till they found it. Amen. It wasn't hard for them. Amen. When they found it, thank God they knew what to do. Amen. Jesus, thank God, has nothing been too hard for him. I remember, thank God, when he is on the mount with his own disciples. Amen. Peter, James, and John. And Jesus transfiguring himself. Amen. Thank God he is brighter. Amen. Than the sun. Amen. And Peter, thank God, my friend, was afraid. Amen. But I'm glad Jesus touched him. Amen. And said, be not afraid. Amen. Remember that great thing I tell you, you don't have a whole lot of Mount of Transfiguration moments in the Christian life. In fact, all of them didn't go up there. But them three went up there with him. They had a testimony. But the book of Peter said, he said, we got a more sure word of prophecy. blessing. I heard his voice up there, but what he said in this word is as sure as what he said on the mount. Thank God his word came to me. It wasn't hard for him to speak to me and show me my need. It was hard for me, thank God, to receive it. Amen to God, friend. Until I got in that shape, thank God, to receive what he had. Nothing's too hard for him tonight. Amen. Thank God, this old record here. Amen. Abraham was way past age. Sarah was past age. There was no possible way they could bring forth a child unless God quickened his seed and quickened her womb. And listen, God does it like that. God will get you in the place that he'll take away everything of your ability, and you can't do it. You're not able to do it. Amen. Remember me and you was talking about that thing of going through hard times and not hearing the voice of God. But God allows them times. You see, you'll trust him more when you're going through them times. That's the only one you got to trust. A lot of times we trust our own ability. We trust what we know and what we can do. But brethren, I'm telling you this. Thank God, if you trust him, amen, it ain't too hard for him to do what needs to be done. Like he was talking this morning, amen, God down that thing, amen, needed God's help. Amen, it was hard for you to come with it. Amen, you probably thought in your mind, I can do this and do that. But God said, no. Amen. It ain't hard for me to meet your need. Amen. I feed the birds every day. And God, I can feed you. You're worth more than them. And God knows what to do. But a lot of times we look at this thing and we say it's a hard thing. But ain't nothing too hard for God. When you started to play the guitar, ain't God, there probably was a time in your mind, ain't God, this is hard. But it ain't too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for him tonight. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend. A hard thing is, my friend, to us tonight, it ain't hard for God. Sarah left, but it wasn't too hard for God to do what it had to be done. Amen. That's right. Listen, God's going to cripple you. I ain't talking about physically. He did Jacob. But I'm going to tell you, listen, they was past barren. There's no possible way they could bring past what God had promised. God had promised Isaac. He told her, thank God, a year from now I'll come back. Amen. That little old boy Isaac, amen, was the promise. Amen. That couldn't be done. What? How many times did Abraham think in his own mind, why did he? My friend, listen to Sarah, and got with Hagar and had Ishmael. Amen. And brought forth that child, which was not of the promise. It had to come through Sarah. Amen. But they couldn't do it. Amen. Hey, friend, you better be glad tonight. It ain't what you can do. It's what he can do. It's not what your ability is. It's what his power is. Amen. Thank God. I tell you what, friend, I'm just saying this on grounds that I think in my mind, because of their age, they probably didn't even have desire for that anymore. Amen. But God gave them that desire. Amen. Listen, friend, God worked all them things out and quickened the womb and the seed. Abraham got with Sarah. Thank God, a little child's in Sarah now. Amen. And over 90 years old. Amen. Thank God, she's going to have a child. That's right. His name's going to be Isaac. Thank God, because it ain't hard for God, but it's hard for you and me. And the thing about this tonight, listen, there's nothing too hard for him. Nothing too hard for him. He does all things in the power and his strength. No matter what you need him to do, give up to him. And thank God, believe him tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hear me. So people say, well, it's hard to live for God. It ain't hard to live for God. It's hard for you to give it to God. Amen. That's right. It's hard for you to give it to God. It's hard for you to believe God. Amen. God might be dealing with somebody about preaching, but it's hard for you to give it to God. Because you're measuring yourself. And if you measure yourself, you'll see you come up way short. Amen. But if you believe God tonight, amen, God's the one that does it. It ain't the man, it's the God of heaven. Amen. It's not. Listen, a lot of people are going through struggles today. It seems like a lot of stress on people, Brother Todd. I mean, there's a lot of stress on people. people, and they're trying to do all different things they can to get out from underneath the stress of life. I want to tell you something, my friend. You ain't got enough solutions, amen, in the flesh, amen. And you're going to face some things in this life, but I'm telling you, ain't nothing too hard for him. Ain't nothing too hard to give you victory. Ain't nothing too hard, thank God, to bring forth the power in it and to listen to you and answer your prayers. Ain't nothing too hard for him. When it's too hard for man, it ain't too hard for God. I'm telling you, we've cutting ourselves short tonight. Amen. Not believing him and not going after him and not trusting him. I'm telling you, there's people tonight ain't got it, got saved that you thought would never got saved. But God done it in his time. And you stay with God in prayer. And you knew God could do it. Even though you doubted God. And God came forth because it was hard for you to believe. But it wasn't hard for God. Amen. That's right. How many times will we give up because our energy and our flesh, we exhaust the resources of intellect and of philosophy and of our thoughts. Amen. God's going to have to get you there. In fact, when Jacob wrestled with God, he put his hand in his hip. Amen. He got the strength of him. That's right. That's why he had a limp the rest of his life. Amen. Because because God put his hand in the hollow of his thigh. That's the strong place on you. Amen. God has to cripple you. God has to deal with you. Amen. God's got to cripple you. Brother Chris, it ain't how good we are. It's not us, it's him. No matter who it is. Ain't God, it's not us, it's him, Brother Keith. Ain't God, it's him. I tell you, a lot of times we try to do it, and it's him. I'm telling you, it's him. Amen. Amen. No other way to find that strength but through him. Yes, Jacob, thank God. Remember that night he wrestled with God? God says, and Jacob said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. That right there was a determined thing because he wasn't going to let, God said, let me go. He said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. Hey, man, I'm not going to let you go till you do something for me. He had to be hanging on to him because surely when he put his hand in the hollow thigh, hey, man, he couldn't have those legs trimmed. Hey, man, but God done something for him that night. And he changed his name and he changed his walk. Hey, man, and he called him Israel. He said, you no more Jacob. Jacob's a supplanter. Why did God ask him his name? Because God wanted him to see who he was. Hey, man, but God showed him, hey, man, who he was. Hey, man, and he called him Israel. Thank God. And become the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. And Jacob, thank God, amen, was changed that night, and he wasn't afraid to go face Esau anymore, and he wasn't scared, thank God, that he was going to lose his life. Thank God it was all done that night. Thank God for that night when he got touched by God, and he still touches people and he still helps people. And don't give up tonight. Oh, people just give up. Amen. You don't have to give up. Thank God. God's going to have to bring you, thank God, to end yourself. Thank God that you might give it all to him tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. There's battles you got tonight. There's young people in, they got fleshly battles. And they say it's so hard to give some of these things up. It is for you. But it's not for God. It's not God. It's not for God. There ain't nothing God can't do for you. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Well, you'll get as far with God as what you believe him for. Amen. And I'll tell you what, he'll do more than that for you, praise God. Amen. Amen. Even our unbelief, that man, listen, they come down from the hill. That's what I was trying to get at a while ago. Amen. And of course, went another way. Amen. But thank God, when they come down, there was a lunatic boy at the bottom of that mountain. Remember that? He was being controlled by the devil. He was casting himself in the fire, in water. Remember that? Amen. And that man come to Jesus, and he said, Lord, heal my son. Help me, Lord. And the Lord said, it ain't whether I can do it, it's whether you can believe I can do it. And the man said, Lord, I believe it. Help thou my unbelief. He said, Lord, I need some help in unbelief. I still got unbelief. Remember, the Lord cast that evil spirit out of that boy. And he laid there dead. As dead. Jesus went over there and picked him up and made him whole and gave him back to the Father. And the disciples come to Jesus. Remember, they said, why couldn't we do that? And the Lord said, well, this kind coming up but by prayer and fasting. Amen. That's what he said. Prayer is a complete dependence on God. When you're on your knees, you ain't depending on nothing about yourself. You're dependent on God. Amen. Listen, he sung that song tonight. He said, down on my knees, I learned to stand. That's where it's at. Amen. It's all backward in the day. Amen. The world says, make a lot of yourself. God says, no, make a little of yourself. Amen. That's right. It ain't about how big we are. It ain't how good we can do it, Brother Danny. It's just believing God, knowing this. Listen, it's impossible for man, but not impossible with God. I remember the rich ruler that came and he left. Jesus gave him an option there. Amen. I'll say the word option or give him the command there. He said, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. And really, thank God I'm being honest by what I read in that text. That boy couldn't have done it unless he had asked the Lord to help him do it. Amen. He done something. He told him something he probably couldn't have done. Amen. Because he didn't have the strength to let go of the riches. If he'd have said, Lord, I'll give him up if you'll help me. The Lord said, I'll be glad to. Said, I'll give you something more than what you got. Amen. But he wouldn't. He went away sorrowful. Remember that? Amen. And then the disciples looked at Jesus and they said, who then can be saved? Remember that? This is what Jesus said. He said, with men it's impossible. In other words, it's impossible for that man that walked away sorrowful to come forth with what I told him to do. Now, I want to tell you something. You can't repent tonight unless you're willing to repent. Yes, sir. Amen. You can't repent unless you get willing to repent. That's right. Amen. I repented when I got saved, but I've been repenting every day. Amen. Repentance don't stop at salvation. That's when it begins. Right. Amen. You say, I can't live like the preacher. I can't live like my daddy. I can't live like my mama. I can't live like the deacon. It ain't got nothing to do with living like him. It's got to let God of heaven live in you. Amen. To live through you. It's hard. Amen. If you try to do it, it's hard. Amen. Paul, thank God he kicked a lot. God, amen. Jesus said, it's hard. Kick against the pricks. Hard. She said, laughed because she thought, well, I can't bear a child. And God says, I'm going to bear one. And then he said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Isn't that too hard for the Lord? God does it when you can't. Amen. He'll strip you, son. Amen. Here's what he said. Paul, I'm about to. Paul said this. Listen, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said it wasn't with man's wisdom and enticing words of man's wisdom. In other words, he had that. Paul was an intelligent man. He could speak many languages. He knew, thank God, how to do it. But Paul said, I'm not going to go with what my physical abilities are and what my intellect is. Amen. It's not what I do. It's what God does. And he said, I don't want their wisdom or their salvation or their believing standing in the wisdom of men. I don't want to work on their head. I don't want to tell them sad stories. I don't want to get their emotions. I want the word of God to get in their heart. And I want the word of God to bring forth fruit. And I can't do that. It's hard for me to do that. I can get to the mind, but I can't get to the heart. That's the workings of God. Amen. That's what's happening in our day. Oh, we got a lot of people who's got it in their mind, don't have it in their heart. They got a thought about it. Amen. They made a profession somewhere. But the Holy Ghost has to get in your heart. And Paul said, my preaching wasn't with enticing words. It wasn't in persuasive words of man's wisdom. But in demonstration and power, that their face is standing in the power of God, not the wisdom of men, because that's what gets in your heart. That's what gets in your soul. And some way, somehow, I can't tell you tonight. I just know it's God that does it. How he could take a word from the word of God and speak to your heart and bring you to Calvary and wash your sin away. It's hard for man, but it ain't hard for God tonight. Amen. It ain't hard for God. No. Amen. A word spoken in due season. Yes. The word of God spoke. See, it's the word of faith we preach. I've told y'all this minute. It's the word of faith we preach. I guess I'm as free in my preaching now as I've ever been. I know people say, well, he goes in a lot of areas. I said, yeah, that's right. Because God knows what area to go in. If I had it wrote down, I'd go what I had with wrote down. Amen. But I ain't going to go what I got wrote down. I'm going to go what I got wrote in. And if I can't get a signal and get a voice, amen, I just might better have to close her down, amen. But as long as he keeps giving me a little something, amen, I want to get the bread in my soul, amen, and give it out my heart. Amen, Brother Robert, listen, ain't God keep a dick giving it. I keep a digging. Wayne Henderson said, there's a lot of treasure out there in the field. Ain't God, but you ain't going to get it unless you seek for it, unless you look for it. I'm telling you, this thing's real, friend. Ain't God, buddy, keep a doing what you're doing. I dare to have in my soul. I mean, getting in my heart. I'm glad, thank God, it ain't too hard for him. It don't matter how you are, son. It ain't too hard for God to do for you what you need. Ain't God, go to him, you. Amen. He knows your heart tonight. He knows what you need tonight. Ain't God, pray to him. Believe him. Amen to God, whatever he is. I'm telling you, nothing too hard for him. Don't you let some backslidden, ain't God, Baptist, a church member discourage you and bring you into doubt. God, have mercy. If you believe something from God, believe it and stay with it. It's nothing too hard for him. It's hard for you, but it ain't hard for God tonight. Amen. Right. Don't you discourage people. Amen. That little boy come up and said he believed he could march around the church 7 times. Amen. God's going to do something. I'd march with him. Amen. That's right. I ain't going to say, oh, I don't believe that, son. Don't you take that away from me. Amen. You'd have done that in the Bible, too. That's right. Old Gideon had 32,000 men, was going to go fight the Midianites, and Gideon had all them boys ready. You know he had them ready. It was starting to go, brother, and listen. And brother, he got down there and God said, you got too many. Amen. He said, thank God. He said, if y'all scared of cats, I'm just using hide allergy. He said, go to the house. 22,000 left him. 10,000 left. Said, you got too many, Gideon. Amen. Well, you'd brag on yourself. You go with this kind of army. Amen. Oh, yes, son. He's cutting us down now. He's going to get us down to his all's glory. Amen. Like them waters to swim in. Thank God, as long as you ankle deep, there's a lot of you. And knee deep and waist deep. Thank God you get to swimming in that water. And they can't see nothing hardly of you. And I'm going to tell what God wants to do, and he's doing it. He's going to cut us down, not because he wants to, because he needs to. Amen. He loves us. He wants to get glory out of your life. And I'm telling you, Brother Robert, listen. Thank God, whatever you go through, realize he's doing it. Amen. That's right. Why? Because he can get all the glory. He ain't gonna glory. You ain't no flesh gonna glory in his presence. And ain't no man gonna glory above him.
That's right.
Amen. I don't care what kind of titles they got, doctor, Fahrenheit, or whatever. It ain't gonna bring no good husband. God will take a little old boy to get up. Amen. Say something about God. And do it from a pure heart and sincere heart. And the Holy Ghost touch that. He said, out of mouth of babes, praise is perfected. It ain't too hard for God. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. And I just want to tell you, it ain't too hard for God. No matter what it is. If you got dreams, dream on. Amen. You say, you believe in dreams, preacher? Well, I do believe in dreams. Joseph had them. He said, there comes that dreamer. Amen. The dream he had, son, was already being fulfilled, thank God, in time. I ain't talking about eating spaghetti at night and dreaming something crazy. But I'm telling you what. What's a dream? It's some kind of something in my soul and my mind that I'm believing God for. And I'm seeing it come to pass. So I'm preaching this thing, brother, and listen, I'm more concerned about this body of believers. And I'm more concerned about seeing the power of God and seeing people get help from God and seeing God use all these people and seeing people getting into service and being blessed to God and testifying and witnessing when they leave here and seeing the hand of God move and the power of God working. And I'm telling you tonight, brother, that's a blessing to me. Amen. I thought, thank God tonight when I was sitting here and all these people's coming up here singing, I said, it's sure been good to be in the house of God. I don't want to walk out them doors and get in that truck in the morning. Amen. Defeated. Thank God. I want to live here in the victory because I live from the victory. I'm in victory. I've been born again. I've got victory. And you don't have to live in defeat because we already won the victory. Amen. Thank God we're already winners. I ain't fighting to win. I've already won. Amen. Christ is my Savior. He's my victor. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I'm going to say tonight ain't a thing too hard for him tonight. Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Amen. Well, that's the message. Thank you for listening. Let's stand.